Hello,
my name is Eliseo Hernandez from Metro Research. We are conducting a poll of people's opinions toward public affairs and current events, and this number was selected at random. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes.
Are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Republican.
Thank you. What are the chances you will vote in the November general election for President, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote, but the chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
I'm going to vote.
Okay. Would you please tell me your age?
78.
Thank you. In Florida, the media describes people as either black or African American, Anglo or white, or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
Funny.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you feel that things in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
The world is in the wrong direction. Florida thinks of it.
Thank you. Thinking about elections for Congress, would you vote for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
I don't know yet.
Okay, thank you. Now, I would like to ask you your impressions of some people and organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, a somewhat favorable opinion, a somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know. Here's the first one. Democrats in Congress.
Say it again.
Democrats in Congress.
What is that? It's an organization, you say?
Yes, sir.
I never hear that.
Okay. Republicans in Congress.
No, I don't hear that.
Okay. Darren Soto.
No.
Ron DeSantis.
Is the actual Florida governor, right?
I would not be able to tell you, sir.
Okay.
I don't know what you said. Would you say you don't recognize?
Yes, I recognize it.
Okay. Joe Biden.
Yes.
Would you say very favorable or very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Donald Trump.
I don't know. I don't have an opinion on that.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
Totally unfavorable.
Okay. Project 2025.
Totally unfavorable.
Okay. Thomas Califux.
I don't know. I hear sometimes him the name, but I don't even know who he is or what he do.
Okay. Thank you. Thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as congressman from the district, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I don't know.
Okay. And if the election for president were today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you think you would vote for?
I vote Republican.
Okay. Thank you. If the election for United States Senate were today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Mucurso Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you would vote for?
I really don't know what the ideas they have, but probably Republican.
Okay. Thank you. If the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Califux, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
Republican, definitely.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, there will also be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's healthcare provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, I would like to read you two brief statements about two of the candidates for Congress. Colonel Thomas Califux is an experienced business owner and decorated military veteran who served for over 30 years. Colonel Califux will put America first by enforcing the laws necessary for securing the border against out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants, fight for fiscal responsibility by cutting wasteful government spending, and make us independent from foreign energy sources. Colonel Califux will take his experience as a small business and multi-million dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in our community. Darren Soto is the current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who works tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. He worked to pass bipartisan legislation that expands health care for veterans exposed to burn pits and toxic substances. Soto also helped pass a law that capped the price of insulin to $35 for those on Medicare, so families don't have to choose between life-saving medication and paying the bills. Soto will always fight against efforts to cut Social Security and make health care more expensive for Central Florida families. Now, if the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Califux, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
I think I go with Thomas.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following issues do you think is the most important for Congress to focus their attention on right now? Tackling crime and improving public safety, lowering inflation and gas prices, securing our border, ending the gun violence epidemic, protecting reproductive freedom, creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida, making healthcare affordable to working families, improving I-4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida, protecting Social Security and Medicare, promoting traditional values in school, bringing down rent prices, lowering grocery prices, making owning a home more affordable.
Whoa. All that is supposed to be one answer.
I'm sorry, what was that, sir?
That all that what you say, there was supposed to be pick up one of the answers,
yes.
Right?
Correct, yes.
I say protect the Social Security.
Okay. Thank you. And which is the next most important issue? Tackling crime and improving public safety, lowering inflation and gas prices, securing our border, and
inflation.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, let me read some reasons people give for voting for a candidate for the U.S. Congress, assuming that each of these is accurate. Please tell me how convincing a reason you think it would be to vote for that candidate. Would it be very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or would it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? Here's the first one. Darren Soto opposes any policy that will allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her. Would this be very convincing? Somewhat convincing, or no effect?
No effect.
Soto has worked to keep our communities safe from dangerous criminals. Soto supports common sense gun laws backed by sheriffs and has brought home tens of millions of dollars for our local law enforcement and provided funding for the largest increase of agents in Border Patrol history, hiring 22,000 new Border Patrol agents to crack down on fentanyl and illegal entry.
Very convincing.
Thank you. Darren Soto helped bring down prices for prescription drugs and cap out-of-pocket costs for seniors and is working to lower healthcare costs for everyone.
I'm convinced.
Would you say somewhat convincing or very convincing?
Yeah. No, some.
Okay. Thank you. Thomas Califex is a fiscal conservative who will rein in out-of-control federal spending, excessive stimulus packages, and supply chain disruptions that are fueling inflation and hurting working families.
Sound convincing.
Okay. Thomas Califex will put an end to the border crisis that's filling our community with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris's open border policies.
Very convincing.
Thank you. Thomas Califex will support the Trump-backed America First policies that prioritize American citizens. As a veteran who served for over 30 years, Califex will make sure we take much better care of those who have served and worked to solve veteran homelessness.
Very convincing.
Thank you. Now that you've heard a little bit more, if the election for United States Congress were today and candidates were Thomas Califex, the Republican, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
Well, at this time, I don't know.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. Now, let me read some statements about the candidates running for the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of the following statements is accurate, please tell me if this would cause you to have serious doubts about voting for that candidate, only some doubts, or would it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? Here's the first one. Darren Soto has been a rubber stamp for the failed Biden-Harris policies that have made gas prices skyrocket and made life more expensive for Central Florida families. He even made life harder for working families by voting for tax increases that targeted our small businesses.
I don't. What do you think the answer was?
Would it make you have serious doubts about him, or some doubts, or no effect at all?
Serious doubt.
Okay, thank you. Despite having a personal fortune of hundreds of millions of dollars, Thomas Califex continues taking Social Security and veteran paychecks, while his backers fight to abolish Social Security and cut support programs for veterans who are in need.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat it again? He's cutting. You say he's cutting the programs for the veterans.
Yes. Despite having a personal fortune of hundreds of millions of dollars, Thomas Califex continues taking Social Security and veteran paychecks, while his backers fight to abolishing Social Security and cut support programs for veterans who are in need. Would this arise serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
Sorry, I didn't understand exactly. He's trying to cut for the veterans and cut the Social Security. That was the question asked?
Correct. Yes. It says, while his backers fight to abolish Social Security and cut support programs for veterans who are in need.
Okay, doubts.
Okay, would you say some doubts or serious doubts?
Serious doubts.
Okay, thank you.
Let me ask you this. How long is it going to be from now on?
It's just a couple more questions.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you. Well, Colorfoot says he was a successful business owner. He and his companies owed over $15 million, leading to multiple bankruptcies and multi-million dollar foreclosures. Would this be serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
No effect.
Okay. Darren Soto has supported the failed immigration policies that have let millions of criminals cross our borders and make our communities less safe. Since being elected, Darren Soto has made our lives harder, not easier, and we can't trust him with another term in Congress.
Serious doubt.
Thank you. Thomas Calafrug stands with Republicans who support government intervention in people's private health care decisions. They want to ban abortion nationwide, restrict access to IVF, and support government surveillance of pregnant women.
Some doubts.
Okay. Thomas Calafrug blames excessive stimulus packages for record inflation, but his companies took $160,000 in PPP loans forgiven during the pandemic.
Serious doubts.
Thank you. Now that you've heard a little bit more, if the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Calafrug, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
No, not really, but this looks like a go for Republican.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I must leave it now. Do you have any one other question?
Yes, it's just three more questions and we're done.
Oh, okay. Three more questions. I need to leave.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
What is your primary source for national and political news? Local.
Say that again.
What is your primary source for national and political news? Is that a talk radio, a Nuevo Dia, Orlando Sentinel, your local newspaper?
No. I don't do newspaper and I don't do news in the television.
Okay. What Spanish language source news sources, if any, do you use on a regular basis? La Prensa Orlando.
In my house, I speak Spanish. Outside the house, I speak English.
Okay. Which one do you use? La Prensa Orlando, Internet, Radio, Univision, Guapa TV,
no.
Telemundo Orlando.
No, nothing like that. Okay?
Thinking back to the 2020 presidential election.
No. That's it. I need it. Okay?
Is there a better time I can call you? Maybe in about an hour.
Maybe later. I don't know. I need to go.
Okay. Bye. Thank you very much.